Good morning. My guests this morning are Cynthia Lung and Maria de los Angeles from the Sonoma County Museum. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is what we are talking about is something you're working on right now for the museum, an art and storytelling workshop, which you're working with two local artists, Mario Uribe and Michelle Botaro. Talk about this. How does it work?
Well, I just want to add one thing. We actually added a third artist, Fred Vedder. So that's he just came in at the last minute before our script was written. I want to this project is actually dear to our Sonoma County Museum. It has been in the making for the past year. We have a grant from the James Irvine Foundation, an engagement fund grant, which is as what we're doing is we're going to communities that are underserved, in this case, immigrants and their families, and we're bringing art workshops to them, in which Mari Uribe, Fred Vedder, and Michelle Botaro are going to be the teachers, and we have hired assistants like Maria de Los Angeles and a couple of other assistants to help create these body maps and have the participants participate in creating art that will symbolize their lives. And also we have videographers from Listening for a Change who will come in, and they are going to interview several participants about their what their paintings are about, as well as asking them questions about their immigrant experiences and coming here to the United States and what they've encountered and their experiences here as well afterwards.
That's fantastic. You're putting the show together right now, I assume.
Yes. We've done two workshops already, and the third workshop is going to be in progress right at this moment. Then we'll be doing more in the fall and maybe more this summer.
How many people who are immigrants have you talked to? I assume that you are one, is that right?
Yes, my family immigrated to Santa Rosa, California in the year 2000 from Mexico, and I was 12 at the time, and I'm fluent in Spanish and in English, and I study art, so I understand the importance, and it will be a fun project, not only because you get to have teachers, professional artists help you, but also for children who don't have access to many art classes and supplies.
And of course, this particular art project has such political ramifications that you have to encounter those too as well, I assume, as you work on it.
Well, of course, because there are issues of immigration, integration into the community. And also, I think that it is important for our Sonoma County and the area to acknowledge the fact that we are very diverse and that our community, which is what the museum's doing, I think it is a fantastic thing to bring different people, different backgrounds into the picture, because we are that picture. And the paintings themselves are done, the way that we're doing it is that we're asking them to talk about their lives. So it's a direct autobiographical portrait.
Oh, that's great. When is it scheduled to open?
The exhibit?
Yeah.
It will be in February and March of 2015. It'll be a mixture of the body maps that our participants have been working on, and then also their interviews and these short videos that will be also shown there in the museum. It's an opportunity for all of Santa Rosa to come, and the rest of Sonoma County to come and see the diversity that we have in our immigrant population. We have mostly, of course, Latino and Hispanic population are immigrants, but we also have encountered people from Laos, and we have new Chinese immigrants from China, and people from the Middle East, like Iran and Saudi Arabia.
It really sounds fascinating, and I wish you great success with it. Let's tell people right now that to find out more information, because people are going to, I think, want to know what's going on, is the number 579-1500. Will that work as an information number?
Yes, that's the number to the Sonoma County Museum, but all of our programs and exhibits are on our webpage at www.sonomacountymuseum.org.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.